Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, some home apartment, or mobile home?
It's a regular home.
So is that a single-family home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you so much. And please tell me if you know in what year was your house built?
I believe it was 73.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
About 3 or 4.
Okay, and this, well, the options we have, possible options we have are roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, and other.
Just the roof.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
11. Well, I mean, I've always been a resident. I've been lived out of state.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so much for that.
50 years.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how many, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, we have Hurricane 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Have you experienced all of them?
The highest I've experienced, and I think it's all of us, is a 4.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for that information. Okay, and by any chance, can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricanes or tropical storms you experienced?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, I've lived in Florida most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries. Give me just 1 second. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember?
I do not know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the breeze and the wind? Yeah. Wind. But was it breaking windows or damaging the roof?
It would have been falling trees, damage to the roof, damage to the windows.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado flooding hazards, do you feel? Extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Okay, thank you so much. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Usually prepare water, unplug electronic devices, cover the windows.
Okay.
And that's...
Okay,
make sure I have all the stuff outside yard brought in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Thank you so much for that. I'm just entering your answer here. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Second option, when a hurricane warning is issued. Oh, just let me read
48 hours.
48, okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I would say somewhat certain.
Okay, Thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Let me read the options for you. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Usually internet, TV, and radio.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And on a scale from 0 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably around 4.
Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options for you. Loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food or other essentials, cost of housing, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of childcare.
None of those really affect me.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I can't remember. I know we're considered a flood zone, even though it's really unlikely.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's an evacuation.
Okay, so you would say...
Our house is like the highest on this hill development, so it's not really... There's way too much that'll flood before us.
Okay. Well, in this case, you know, we will need to select like one of the options. The options are, yes, flood zone, yes, evacuation zone, yes, both flood and evacuation zone, neither
flood.
Or just flood. Okay, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone? Do you know?
No, I do not.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and when would you evacuate? Let me read the options for you. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. A hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a hurricane category 3 or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered for you to evacuate, or probably never.
That one.
Okay.
If we're ordered to evacuate.
Okay. Thank you. And if you need to evacuate, where would you go? Let me read the options for you. To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Probably another state. I don't really know that anything I would do would fit into those categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
Okay, thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know?
I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Pretty likely.
Okay, well, would you say I could probably come up with 2,000? I could probably not come up with 2,000. I'm uncertain I could not come up with 2,000.
The first one.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The options are the following. Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, raised, remained the same. Increased somewhat. Okay, thank you. And in the from 1 to 3 years?
I had to change company, so I really couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay, no worries. So I believe from 3 to 5 and from 5 to 10 years, will that be the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
no
previous
worries.
Company went bankrupt.
Okay, got it. Yes, thank you so much. And in the recent years, this has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? the federal government, the state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would probably opt for the last one.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, government should not be involved in recovery efforts? Is that your choice?
Yeah, for me personally, okay. I don't care about other people, but...
No worries. Perfect. Yes. Thank you so much for your opinion. The next one. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'd probably say 4.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I believe so, yes.
But from 1 to 5, how would you rate it?
I'd say probably around 3, because I don't know for sure.
Okay, no problem. What about the new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
Probably about 3 or 4. Yeah, I'd say 4.
Okay, thank you. And the new developments take into account flood risk?
I'd probably say about 4.
Thank you. And last one, that build codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I'd probably say 3.
Okay. Thank you so much. Agnes, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. And we're just...
Yeah, I'm actually finishing getting ready. I need to leave here. Kind of ran up all my time while I was putting on my shoes on.
No worries. Is it okay for you if I probably call you back either later today or tomorrow?
We're
just, you
maybe
know.
Tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and I will try to call you back tomorrow. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.